Live from Dublin. Can we ever do that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Live from Dublin.
What's a Dublin? How do you do an Irish accent?
I've told you that we were live. Now we are live.
Yes. Garrett's gonna do a Dublin accent for us.
Oh, in Dublin, we're live from Dublin.
What was that first word?
We're.
No, before that.
Oh.
Nice. First word out of the mouth on the Dublin accent.
Oh, we're live from Dublin.
I think that's Scottish.
This is not Irish.
I think it's an attempt at Scottish.
Hey, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Robin Williams. Welcome, everybody. This is the number one podcast on the internet. This is the Neurotypical Little Bitch Podcast.
Yep.
My name's Derek Acosta. I'm the only person here who's woke as fuck to social issues. Sitting here with four neurotypical little bitches. Today we're gonna get their opinion on issues reflecting
he's not so neurotypical.
We're gonna cover that.
We're gonna delve deep
today
into it.
Okay, so cool.
Strap your ass in, wrap the seatbelt up tight around your waist, because we're going on a hell of a ride today as we explore social issues.
Ooh.
And we're back.
Theme song. Spread like a rash, the way they ass wiggle. See, I got the dick on the smash. Now listen, I let the L smell a whiff of that and bag all the bitches. Now watch you see me zipping the flash. I'm saying, Now I'ma put you on blast. It's like a tint window when you put your dick on a glass. Bust right through the window, then it sit on a dash and have a driving reckless till you're making them crash. Ha, come on. We making money. Now pop your muffin while we be watching you shaking your shoe. Girl, like your ass on fire. Like your ass on fire. Move, girl, like your ass on fire. Okay, well, that wasn't where the theme song was going to go. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I guess. You too.
We'll fix it Tuesday.
Well, it's already messed up. Just let me know where it's going to go.
Hey.
Again.
Okay. Cool. All right. I will let you know.
Hey.
Why are you wearing shorts, man?
What? Why am I wearing shorts?
Why are you, dude?
It's hot as hell.
I am wearing shorts.
A cuff does not equal a
Come
shirt.
Come on.
I shortened my pants.
I guess.
They're shorter than
normal.
You're
ride your fixie?
Can we go to the expert?
These are called hillbilly shorts, okay? Because when you look at a hillbilly...
Hillbillies are dumb.
Whoa. Does
the doctor have an opinion?
Those are capris at best.
Those are not capris.
That's
This guy, fashion retard over here. I know that's offensive.
Capris, that's chick
but
shit.
That
could be offensive.
I use the science of taboos. And I say the things that are not supposed to be said to bring your consciousness to a point. This guy doesn't even know what capris is.
It gets your attention. It does.
It does. Capris are when your pants naturally end right here, okay? These pants go down further, but I shorten them. So this is a pant. This is a pant leg.
Uh-huh. Can we get a shot of that?
And that's shorts. Pant leg and shorts side by side. This is not even the point of the podcast, but I'll take the time to educate you guys.
Yeah. I'm into fashion and all kinds of forward thinking when it comes to...
Dude, you're so woke.
I know he's woke, but I'm still asleep.
I just feel like I'm the only one affected by what's going on right now. Like, we're all cracking jokes. I feel like I'm the only one who has, basically felt the weight of what's happening. Mm. We, as Mega 64, can quit. This is the 10th anniversary of the podcast. You realize that? Right now.
Wait.
Really?
This Sunday?
Right now.
Hot Sunday night?
This is the 10th anniversary of the podcast, and it feels appropriate. Frankly, everybody, we made it. We did it.
Holy.
We made it this week. We made it to the fucking Fine Brothers YouTubers React series. We did it. We climbed up the mountain. We scaled Mount Everest by the skin of our teeth, by our fingernails. And we made it to the top of the mountain.
Silver.
And all those haters out there, all the naysayers said we couldn't do it. Guess what? We did it.
And anybody, by the way, if you've ever accused us of meme spouting, take it back now. Because meme spouters don't get to react to stuff.
Exactly.
On Fine Brothers video.
Not everyone can YouTube react to Harambe.
Yeah. Is that something a meme spouter would do?
Yeah. No.
I thought not.
So.
Is that the silver anniversary? 10 years?
Fuck you.
That's 25 years.
Oh, okay.
It's a platinum. And
wow.
Yeah.
And
it's the wood anniversary.
We had to
the
swat, unobtainium. We had to swat all these paper. Things out of the way. Fucking movie deals, TV deals. Get that shit out of here so we could finally get boom to the top. We are on YouTubers React with the likes of MatPat.
Who else was on MatPat?
Jack's Films.
Yeah, that's
out.
And Herbert Knows Everything, or what is that name?
Some other girl.
What's the guy's name? Herbert Knows Everything, or Josh Knows Everything?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The guy!
The guy.
Anyway, whatever.
Herbert
he knows everything.
Sound like
some
a modern
jackass.
Name.
No, he's a good guy. But anyway, but we were the best. Let's be real. Call it like
and
it is.
And two, I don't want to throw.
We win.
I don't want to throw our new best friends under the bus and have them get run over. But they didn't even use the funniest parts that we filmed. I'm gonna say
we
it.
We talked about drowning that kid. We talked about drowning that kid. We talked about shooting that fucking gorilla.
You know what? Jared Leto style, when
yeah.
he said they had 2 hours worth of Joker shit.
Oh, too edgy.
They've got fucking a half hour episode worth of us reacting to stuff.
You guys are like Dice Clay, you know? It's too much.
It is. Honestly, I was saying stuff I probably shouldn't have. Rocco and I actually left the studio afterwards thinking like,
probably
you know,
offended him.
We reacted like really aggressively towards this child.
Yeah.
Being like harassed. Like immediately we were like, yeah, fuck that. Like, yeah, who cares? Like,
yes.
We show no compassion for the human being's life.
Yes.
In jeopardy. But that's how we are.
I think
we,
that kid's going to grow up and be like Brian Fellows.
Well,
maybe.
I was going to say.
Animal lover.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
that,
I do.
Yeah, it was a great SNL sketch.
Out of the gate, it's not in the video, but. Out of the gate, as soon as we didn't know what they were going to show us, and as soon as they played Harambe clips, we said some of the most fucked up stuff possible, just out the gate, all guns blazing. And then I had a moment of realization going, whoa, 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 are you showing this comedically or horrifically? Because we launched right into comedically, and that revealed something. And they kept that reaction. That reaction is in, like, me realizing, like, wait, what is the angle of this? But they didn't keep any of our fucked up jokes. So we do look better, probably, than we would have. So, thank you. If anything,
so they
we
made
owe,
you, yeah,
we
they owe you.
The Fine Brothers.
Yeah,
so,
they reeled you in.
But we have since day one. The Fine Brothers, we owe you. They, I think, should be new Mega 64 members.
Wow.
Have them write them. I think.
Wow.
I'm not going to go that far.
Oh, members?
I'm gonna
I don't
say.
Well, Sean is out, so we got
Ryan,
someone.
Where do
we got to have someone.
Sean's out.
Bringing these Fine Brothers in?
I guess so.
A lot of people asked, where was Sean? Is Sean not in these?
Kev?
Well, he wasn't there. I don't see him here. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing, it's a practice run. We are doing so well on our Patreon, and I promised, once we hit the 9 grand mark, that guy's out.
We're like $400 bucks away.
We are like $400 away. So
this
honestly,
be permanent.
This is like a trial run. And let me tell you, it's been a great week.
Yeah.
No barefoot fucking smells around here.
I keep my
no
stinky feet smells. Everything's been funnier.
No one's had a headache.
Nobody's been negative. No negativity.
Yeah. No negative. None. Zero.
Nothing but positivity and friendship.
The Tylenol lid's been.
I gotta drive home
bottle.
To wipe the kid's
That's
ass.
Right.
None of that.
All the Tylenol isn't mysteriously disappearing. So I guess we're drug addiction free now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope. We're all good.
Here.
We're
not a single class of dance. At all.
Not a single class of dance done at all.
So, anyway, trial run. Let us know what you think. Email podcast at Mega64.com. How do you feel?
Make Mega64 great again. I heard that Sean actually supports Donald Trump. And that's why he looks the way he does.
You thought it was me, but because
he's always Sean actually when
Family
you think about
man.
It, he looks like Donald Trump with a beard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He acts like that too.
He's all about like family and they're all blonde like
he's,
him.
He's,
yeah.
he's
yeah.
on the Trump train.
Hey Sean, I got a question for you. Why no people of color in your family?
Yeah.
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 Why not?
Yeah.
Neither his brother or his sister.
Nope.
They're both white.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get his brother and sister. Like, he had no choice in that, but he made those kids. He could have, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them could have not
Shouts
been
out to the whole Chit Chat family.
Yeah.
They came on to the PPS and just had a whole, Partridge
well,
Family
that,
band.
Well, that was kind of the grand. That was the
send That was his send. That was the
that, that was kind of like, I guess, yeah, like the kids will take over. I don't know. Maybe we'll have Beckett sit there next week.
Let's hope. Anyway, so just trying it out. Anyway, but yeah, so that the Fine Brothers video is out. Look up YouTubers React to Harambe.
Yeah.
Our best work.
Is that what it's called? Like, yes. You search for it?
Yep.
Wow. I can't even find it, but yeah. Wow.
Right. Now, I'm curious here. We should have people
now,
here.
I think this Harambe thing might catch on.
Yeah. And I think we say that.
Yeah. I think you're going to hear more about this Harambe character and his child molesting ways, I guess. What other word is there, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, you left molesting.
But shoot that fucking
That gorilla
thing.
Was a fucking child molester.
Yeah. If you dragged me all around by my arm, I would feel totally molested.
Yeah, not everything needs to be sexual, okay?
Yeah, Eric, what do you like what he did to that kid?
Definition.
Yeah, are you into that?
Eric's at a disadvantage because
he can't respond this week.
He can't respond with his camera this
week. Oh, what does everyone want to say to Eric?
He's shaking his head yes. He's smiling.
I'm
he's like,
give him, I'm like, give
yeah,
him bird.
Yeah. That's what he's doing over
you
there.
You like what he did? Wow, that sucks, dude. You like Trump, too?
Eric's
dude, he's nodding so hard.
That doesn't look sarcastic
Trump
at all.
Lover wow. over here.
When we said, do you like Trump? Eric made the circle and the line and put them together. So
yep.
What's
what
that
the
mean?
Fuck, he did dude? This. He's married.
What does that Whoa. Mean?
Ew, dude. Respect the ring. Ass
Middle
white.
Finger technology, bud.
Respect Jesus, the ring. Dude. The circle and the line is a confirmation.
He's like red sweaty face over there crazy. Are you going like sex crazy or what?
Yeah, he's going sex
I don't know
crazy.
Sign language, but I know this means yes.
This is what your daughters are afraid
what are you,
of.
What is he doing over there?
No. Oh, man. Anyways, what's...
Isn't that what Raymond said in the video?
You said it just now.
Oh, God.
Stop making that sound.
I was quoting him.
All right. Sound.
Anyway, okay, so that's that. That video, the react was so good, we didn't make a video of ourselves.
We don't need to.
We don't need to anymore. We've perfected comedy through our observation.
We blew our creative wad right in the Fine Bros face.
No.
On camera.
Poor
that
guys.
That sounds right.
Hey, no, but...
Are you familiar with the creative wad? No, what?
But, as per usual, we've been working on some projects that will materialize soon. Working on stuff behind the scenes.
They know what we're
some,
working on.
Some you don't know, but a lot you do.
Nice.
Enough said.
You were working on something. Were we going to show it today?
We're
right
working
now?
On our
or
tans,
come later?
Rocco.
Well, maybe a little later.
All
Let's
right. We'll
save a little
it.
Treat.
We'll tease it.
A little treat.
We'll show you what we have been working on a little bit later.
Yeah.
I've been playing a video game. This is the number one video game podcast on the internet.
So we have to talk about it.
Yeah, so legally we are obligated to talk about this next part, so bear with me. This is, for tax purposes, I need to mention this.
This is a write-off.
Yep.
Redout. I've been playing the game Redout on Steam, another title suggested to me at PAX by our good friend, shouts out, Jared Thorbon, Cheap Ass Gamer. This guy, he's getting so much free promotion from us because he brought over like a handful of Steam codes and just dumped them on our table at PAX. So I've been going through those, and the latest one I checked out is Redout, which is a racing game on Steam. It's kind of like, did you guys ever play, this is going to make me sound old. Sorry. Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racer?
Hell yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
On Nintendo 64 and Dreamcast?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
This
man, long time
split screen shit.
I played the arcade game.
I like that game. I actually really like that
game. It's a good game.
You know what? Some people like shit on it and they feel like anything tied with Episode 1, Star Wars Episode 1, Phantom Menace is a piece of shit. And honestly.
Jedi Power Battles wasn't.
No, it wasn't. That was a great game.
I'm not going to say. Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racer is the greatest racing game of all time.
Yeah.
But I had fun with it. And Redout reminds me of the things I like about that game. You have like a strange hovercraft vehicle. You've got these weird levels on what seem to be different planets. Mm-hmm. The race courses themselves are really cool. You're going inverted. You're doing loops. You're doing jumps. It's almost like pod racing meets F-Zero. It's like a new F-Zero.
Sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, so it's also apparently VR compatible. So if you have a VR headset, which I have not tried yet, it seems like that'd be really cool. But I'm enjoying it. It's been a while since I've gotten into a racing game.
Yeah.
And I can't do regular like car racing. I always need a gimmick. Like I can do Mario Kart. And, you know, stuff,
same here.
Stuff
That's
where
how I am,
you're kind of like battling. This is more straightforward racing, but the world itself I think is interesting. So, I recommend it. Check it out. If you got nothing to play, check out Redout.
Hey, that says
Steam.
Something.
Sounds cool.
It says something I'm kind of with you, and it probably makes me sound old too, but I haven't been able to play just a straight up racing game since like PlayStation 1.
No, yeah,
I think it was the last time I got a Gran Turismo or like.
I feel like we're kind of all like that. Yes or no?
And then Burnout kind of like refueled, but there was a gimmick to Burnout.
Yeah.
I think
Burnout Paradise was the last racing game I got into.
But still, there's even a gimmick there. I think that was like open world. Circle track? Did you guys ever buy Circle Track?
No. And this is definitely like in between your races, you are looking at a screen of like update your vehicle, like upgrade your vehicle, unlock power ups to your vehicle, and get ready for the next race. The cool thing is you don't have to do the races in any given sequence. It's just a list of things. So you can pick your tracks, do time trials and stuff like that. Redout.
That sounds good.
I'll have to check that
check it out.
The only racing games I think I've ever liked were Mario Kart, obviously.
Yeah.
Mario Kart, and I'm going to go Wipeout on the PlayStation.
You love that on the mobile platform.
That's futuristic.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of the soundtrack on the mobile platform.
Oh, you know that?
Yeah.
How do you know about that?
Oh, I know all about it.
I think we talked about this on a podcast in like 2008.
Rocco loves to play his portables at full volume in the back of the taxi from the airport to the hotel.
It was a shuttle.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It was real embarrassing.
Oh, it's a shuttle.
Who in like a family of four got on?
Not
like,
only that.
Jet lagged, red eyed.
It has nothing to do with whoever's on the bus.
6-year-old kids.
It's that everybody in the airport has been flying all day. Everybody's tired and exhausted and honestly like feels gross. They just want to relax. And we're sitting on a quiet bus.
Did their ears hurt?
Then all of a sudden, from the back of the bus,
welcome to Wipeout.
And it's like the only sound on the bus is from this grown man just in his own world. It's like out of a movie.
Welcome to this cool movie.
Welcome to this cool movie. And you could just kind of see, nobody's going to say anything, but everybody in their exhaustion from being in the air for 12 hours is just like, turn slowly.
Take a nap.
With this dead look on their eyes. Just like, are you fucking kidding me?
The soundtrack of that game is so tight. Like, why am I going to mute
you're
it?
You probably
turn no, 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 not even
through PSP.
I don't even
speakers.
Think they care that you're playing video, but just like, put headphones on.
If the soundtrack's that good,
keep it to yourself.
If the soundtrack is that good, everyone
he's doing his Agent Smith voice, too, when we're busting his balls about it.
It's like when you go to the Halo 2 launch, the guy wants to play POD out of his trunk. You know, it's like...
Yeah, it is like that.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Yeah, you're that guy.
You're the guy that we make fun of every time we go.
Yeah, but you remember him, don't you?
I'd rather be forgotten than
hated and remembered.
No, hey, I gotta say,
words to live by.
This is such a funny conversation every time we have it, so I'm glad you enjoy your EDM at volume 11.
I do. They might as well. Vegas has the electronic Daisy Carnival shit.
Is that where we were?
We were on the way to Vegas. People are used to it. They have to hear it when they go to work.
Talking about Burning Man?
Hey, if you like EDC, you're going to love the soundtrack to Wipeout being blasted
on the back
of a bus after a 13-hour flight.
Not a media.
13-hour flight, 45 minutes.
For us!
For them,
it's a fucking airport. You have no idea where that's coming from.
If you don't live in California, you fucked up anyway. So
oh my gosh. Well,
whatever.
That's a story.
Eric wishes he could react.
I'm sure they're over it.
My comfort is your problem.
I bet you. You say I'm sure they're over it. I bet you there might be a person out there who remembers that fucking guy on the bus who was blasting that white
blasting that cool music they wanted to hear.
Techno nerd. But this fucking Game Boy.
Cool music.
It was dope. Anyway, speaking of games and stuff. Speaking of things, unfortunately, I have to keep to myself, but VR is going to be... PSVR is weeks away.
Dude.
Yeah.
I can't share that with anybody but myself. I
got to start hunting.
I'm curious. No, just bringing up what you said about Redout, having VR support, I wonder if that will ever come to the PlayStation VR, because that sounds cool.
Maybe.
But man, that's weeks away. The only commercials I'm seeing for it are ones connected to Taco Bell.
Yeah,
because it's like, eat Taco Bell and you can get a free one. It's like, I feel like I should see normal commercials first, but okay.
But hey, when PS4 was out, I felt like I saw a lot more PS4, hey, buy the Grande meal at Taco Bell, get a voucher to enter to win
PS4. I don't have TV. I haven't seen any of this.
The only promotion for Vita I ever saw, ever, was posters for buy Taco Bell and maybe Winavita. Yeah. It's like,
they love Sony.
Hey, Sony, you could do your own thing. Well, if
live
you want.
Yeah. Know your community, I guess.
People know, like, gamers stay up late. If you're a gamist, you got to
get that fourth meal.
Yeah, get your fourth meal, your munchie meal. If
and
you're
then you'll be living more.
Gamers. Yeah. You'll if you're a dank lost. Meme gamer,
what?
Do that.
What?
Oh, no.
Seriously?
I don't drink, so I don't care.
That's why he's not
Eric
here.
Just
Sean loves
us
that lemonade.
Arnold Palmer just died.
Oh, he's a famous golfer.
Yeah, pour out a lemonade.
And drink creator.
Well, yeah, I mean, iced tea and lemonade mix
thought,
is known as
wasn't he famous
the
in the
Palmer.
20s? Is this guy, did he come dead. Back to life and then die again?
Rocco, I thought the Wasps got him long ago.
Yeah.
So.
What was the age of Arnold Palmer, 114?
82.
Was he golfing? Did he die doing what he loved?
Drinking Arnold Palmer.
Did he swing?
Yeah. Having a half lemonade, half iced tea.
He died doing what he loved.
Golfing.
Living.
Maybe
living.
He came upon a hornet nest.
Living.
I didn't know. He did golf?
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah.
He did it. He was a golf doer.
I know all about American history.
Well, what do you call it? A golfist?
Player.
Yeah. Hey, everyone shut up. Yes.
Yeah.
He was 87. Yeah,
you guys are 87.
They're like adding that into the Olympics now. Golf
you guys
is back
are just
in.
Trying to get my goose today.
Golf is back in this Olympics.
Yeah, it was.
Arnold, you got to see them.
Thanks for sharing that relevant tidbit.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right.
Day.
Hey,
down.
You know, speaking of video games and stuff, one of that I'm really looking forward to that was unfortunately delayed. Whatever, they're going to make it better. Okay, fine. But was the new South Park. The new South Park Fractured But Whole game was coming out.
Wow.
And honestly, it was going to, the way that, you know, what I think happened. Maybe they're taking the time to make it better. But I honestly think what happened was this was originally, it was coming out, I think, early December. And then they delayed Final Fantasy 15 to early December. Both RPGs. And I just feel like if I was working on South Park, I would want to get out of that shadow as fast as I could.
Yeah.
That game has so much hype built up around it, though, now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It can't live up to that. But
has anyone seen that Kingsglaive movie? That's
no,
kind of
I never
like a
did.
Prequel
no.
thing.
No.
I played the, like the long ass demo at PAX, and it looks, it, you know, it's fun. Yeah.
I've done both the demos. I'm gonna get it too, but yeah. God, the hype is gonna be so big.
It's Final Fantasy, and they've had like 80 bad games at this point. So my expectation is right here. So
yeah,
Derek's
like out cold. Yeah. He doesn't even want.
I was Final listening Fantasy. To you guys.
Oh no, I like your reaction though. Yeah, Final Fantasy.
I felt like I was in school for a second.
It's a snooze fest.
I'm listening.
It's like we are in school. I mean, we were playing Final Fantasy games when we were in school.
Yeah.
And they were fucking great.
Can I pause for a moment?
Yeah.
These chairs are so comfortable.
You love it, right?
And after, like, sitting on those broken-ass
it's
chairs.
It's the leather
for
in
over
this
a year.
Yeah.
Hey, those chairs old chairs, they're called broken-ass chairs because my ass felt fucking broken every Sunday. I'd have to go massage my own butt, like, once I got home.
I never had butt pains, but it would go up to, like,
is
my
neck.
It would go, like, I never have back pain or bone, any kind of pain.
This guy's man
in general.
Made out
but after
metal.
Sitting doing the podcast and after shows and stuff, I would have, like, back pain.
I would be straight up sweating after podcasts in December because they were so like
those chairs suck.
Yeah,
and thank God we got rid of Sean.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he was the only one who
loved
those.
He
chairs.
Had lights.
Good
he
on his feet.
Give him credit. It was cool.
He found him on Craigslist for $10 and was so proud of his deal. He forced us to sit in them and he punished our asses
literally
for over a year.
That's true.
You mean
Sean?
We found them in the arcade
no,
of the basement. Yeah. Of the mansion.
No, fuck the bullshit fucking spin story.
All right. Well,
I'm not doing the Shawnaganda. The Sean propaganda. Oh, these
Papa Chatfield.
Yeah,
it
these
is,
chairs
it is
are so special because they came from a magical fucking arcade.
Oh, my
fuck
God.
Fuck off. Fuck the chairs.
It is disinformation, what he was trying to propagate.
Like, yeah.
So,
and then he like taped some fucking Christmas lights to him. Like, ooh, look, they light up. And it's like, yeah, but my ass looks like it's made out of cement now.
Yeah, my ass
feels like it.
Yeah, it's like you got plastic surgery in Tijuana.
Yeah,
Sean,
cement the ass.
If he edits this, oh, well, I don't know if he's still hired here, but if he edits this, make the theme song this week, "Light Your Ass on Fire."
Yeah.
Yep.
By I think it was Busta Rhymes and Pharrell.
I love
those
artists.
So anyway, moment ago, my eyes were closed. I was just thinking about how nice this chair felt. It's nice.
They really are like. So
I'll
much
try
more
it out.
Comfortable.
It would be nice to have one.
Well. You're not at that level yet, so zip it up, and maybe you'll get a chair someday.
Fuck. So anyway, South Park. Yeah, so that got delayed, probably to get out of the way of Final Fantasy. I don't blame them at all. But yes, South Park, they timed a bunch of shit came out. It's starting to come out now that I think was coordinated to come out with the release of the game. Like some, I had some big figurine that I ordered, like Mysterion, that just showed up, and I was like, oh, I forgot I even pre-ordered. Oh yeah, this is. I think it's
spoiler.
Supposed
you know
to be
what
around.
It looks like.
How could you forget you pre-ordered Mysterion?
Because I did that. Like I think I did it like a year ago. Wow. I just forgot it. I forgot it happened.
Mysterion.
But anyway, but they put out they released the whatchamacallit, the last season of the show on like a Blu-ray or whatever, and I'll still get those sets because they have like. They'll have, like, tons and tons of commentary on shit from Matt and Trey that are really interesting that you don't get otherwise. And
yeah. It
was really funny because there was something they did last season that I swore I was the only one. I was sitting there going, are they parodying this? No, they wouldn't because no one else would know what that was. I know what that was, but are they?
Are you talking about the PC Principal season?
Yes, that was this last season.
It's like the first season I've watched in, like, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah,
probably.
So good though.
Well,
it was
so,
really, really well written. Yeah,
yeah, and so there was one episode where it was kind of about the gentrification of South Park.
Okay.
About how there all these rundown areas are making
like
it fancy.
Like Sheepot Town.
And, yeah, instead of calling it South of South Park, it's Soto Sopa.
And, which we kind of have that shit in San Diego in certain parts.
Sure,
like NoHo and like.
Yeah, so they had this.
Yeah, my favorite part is
L.A. No, I mean
what's NoHo?
North Hollywood. That's like an L.A. thing, but like.
Okay.
San Diego. I've seen that on fucking signs in, what do they call it?
You're like, we have that here in San Diego, like NoHo.
Yeah, we've got like a North
I've never heard of NoHo.
North Hillcrest.
I'm pretty sure it's WeHo.
Nihi. WeHo.
WeHo.
But boom, boom, boom.
Tomato,
no-ho.
Tomato.
WeHo, so, NoHo. Anyways.
We were in
let's
Norco.
Call the whole thing off. So yeah, what they talked about was so what happens in the show is they turn it into this place Soto Sopa, and they just show all these like stock footage promos they made.
Yeah.
So it's like Soto, I'm gonna get real close. Soto Sopa, you can sit back and just remember the good days. Soto Sopa, why not have a drink in one of our many breweries, custom to your. You know, whatever.
And it was all live action footage, right?
Yeah, they actually got stock footage. And it's just people, like, drinking wine next to a fire. Yeah. Soto Sopa. It's just delicious. And different types of cheeses.
Woo!
So anyway,
sorry. Just, sorry. Sound test.
Well, it was, that was in the episode. Test.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, what I thought they were making fun of, and on this commentary, they fucking confirmed it. You could find it online.
Yeah.
But when I used to go, I went over the years, I would go on these family trips to like Las Vegas. We'd see family out there. And if you stay at any hotel that Steve Wynn owns, like now the Wynn,
yeah,
he has his own hotel. But if you stay there, he will always have a channel. They'll always have a channel that shows you around the hotel, like here's what's in the hotel. You know, a lot of hotels have
that. Yeah,
but
arcade,
if he owns it, he will always personally narrate it.
Oh, really?
And it sounds like, I was laughing so hard because they summed up, they were like, it's like he has a microphone shoved so hard into his face.
The Wynn Hotel Buffet.
That's what they're fucking parodying?
You're going to love the fish and chips to die for. It's so tasty.
Anyway, and I knew it, so they confirmed it on the thing.
That's
and anyway, it reminded me. I wanted people to look on YouTube. Look for, I think it's called Tour of the Encore. I think that's what it is.
People put on YouTube.
You can look it up on YouTube. Go find it, and you will, like, it'll help you, like, fall asleep. Like, the way he talks about his hotel. And I was so vindicated that they confirmed that's what they were making fun of. So
you have a history of loving these weird hotel videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who's the comedian who gave a tour and taught you how to play blackjack?
Yeah, Caesar's Palace until like the early 2000s had the same 1980s video.
You met the guy.
It was a comedian, Will Schreiner. Like an old 80s comedian.
Like a Schreiner's roast.
That was, it was him and like 80s Howie Mandel showing you how to like gamble. And they were so ham-fisted. He runs into Johnny Mathis in a restaurant. And Johnny Mathis goes, hey, what do you think of these keynote numbers, Will? And he looks at the ticket. Huh, chances are you're going to buy breakfast. And then Johnny Mathis goes, ha, chances are I might have to do something with that. Nah. And then it would just, like, page peel transition.
That's true.
And I would watch, my whole family would, we would leave that on the TV the whole trip.
They hired some local production company in Vegas, like, outside some guys, like, little business.
And like, a few years ago, I talked with that comedian. I found his contact info, and I asked him, I wanted to surprise my brother for his birthday. I contacted him and I said, "Do you have a copy of the video that where you taught people how to gamble?" And I got the most negative, angry email that was like, "I'm glad they don't play that shit. That goddamn video was a fucking pile of shit."
He wrote it all croaky.
Ah, I hope it never sees the light of day.
Anyway, like, so you never.
So that the email was written like.
Yeah,
you know, Las Vegas is always like it's always hailing itself as the entertainment capital of the world. When you go there, that's the number one thing they promote about themselves.
Yeah,
but then when you watch TV in the hotel, you see that their idea of entertainment is not very good.
No, they just got to sell it to like foreigners.
They're always promoting some like singer from 40 or 50 years ago who's like still going in Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world.
I think
really,
the internet
it's like,
has changed a lot of
it's
that,
like
though.
The entertainment graveyard of the world. It's like where entertainers go to die. Their last hurrah. When I was in Vegas a few months ago, I turned on the TV and they spent like 45 minutes interviewing some scat singer.
So for real? Scatman so they're John? Still doing this shit.
I don't remember who he was, but yeah, and he was talking about his style. Like, yeah, you know, I ever since I was a kid, I always sang with Ooby-dooby-dooby-doo. but then, you know, maybe in my 20s, I started to experiment more with maybe a little bit of a skippity bop boo doo bop bit doo boo. And it was just wonderful.
I like this.
And, like, it wasn't a podcast. It was, like,
well, no,
some
this
leftover.
Right here, very musical with Rocco's whispers.
Some leftover
and your
interview
scat.
From, like, the year 2001 on, like, how this man learned to scat.
You're going
to
love the scat. The scat.
Do it over the scat.
The scat is going to make you
do.
You're going to come when you hear him. Scoobity boop doop bop doop boop boo. Rig-a-goo-goo boop biddy boo. Shoobity ba. Shoobity doo.
The entertainment capital of the world.
But then you'd be surprised because a lot of the entertainers, because I get that impression too.
Yeah.
But then you see some of them, like I've seen some, like, okay, how's this going
to
be?
Well, you go to the
and then you get blown
thing.
Away.
That
because,
love.
Like, I remember, like, Tom Jones was playing nonstop at MGM, and it was like, oh, Tom Jones, kind of a novelty. Like, remember Tom Jones? And you see him, and it's fucking incredible. Like,
yeah.
Tom Jones is so good still. Like, he's really good. So.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but it is definitely that aura of, like, okay, we're here now. You know, like they've made it to their island they're going to stay on for the rest of
yeah,
their career.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's not the entertainment capital of the world, but in being the capital, you get a lot of shit shows as well. They're not all, like, you know, Beyonce at the stadium. Sometimes you
get residencies.
Scatman in the lobby.
I bet if you're, like, a superstar, you get a residency.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not our thing, but Celine Dion had, like, years of
Elton John.
Elton John.
Celine Dion did it for a while.
Ben
and actually,
Teller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm sure those shows are fucking phenomenal. I always wanted to go see The Amazing Jonathan when I was younger.
Dude.
And I never did.
I saw The Amazing Jonathan.
I would be in Vegas a couple times that it was playing, and I just never got
it. Wasn't amazing?
I remember wanting to until Derek came back.
Was it the same act as those two specials that he had?
You know what? Here's my opinion. I really like magic, and I really like magic shows. I've seen David Copperfield, Siegfried and Roy, Lance Burton.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of magicians. So when I saw Amazing Jonathan, the magic was not up to snuff. It was more of a comedy show.
Yeah. Was that the college in San Diego?
No, I saw him in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
It was a comedy show, and the magic was like, he would do tricks, and like from the audience you could see how he did it. And that was the only magic show I saw in Las Vegas that did not have perfect magic.
Really?
Where, like, when a magician in Las Vegas performs, it is mind-blowing. Like, how the fuck did they do that?
Yeah.
And then you watch the Amazing Jonathan, it's like, okay, well, he's not.
His shit's like.
I know what he's doing.
More of a, here's the joke.
Yeah, and then so as far as was it like the specials, yes. But it was the same, like, comedy from the specials. So at the same time,
I've seen
like,
it.
I've seen these jokes, and the magic's not impressive.
You material after
so.
You release it.
Yeah, you got to
still
keep it fresh.
Still one of my favorite, I think maybe my favorite show, well, maybe not the top one, but one of my favorite shows ever is still Penn and Teller. That blew me away. Because yeah. they were yeah. so professional, and every trick was like, I don't know how they... And they would stop and show you how they did some of them, but there'd always be some extra thing where it's like, okay, you explain the whole thing, but then they do one more thing, and it's like, well, wait, what the fuck? Then how'd you
Penn
do that?
Penn and Teller did this special once, and I don't know if I saw it on like YouTube or Netflix. I saw this years ago,
yeah.
but it was like a history of magic.
Oh, really?
And they actually, yeah. they go into the Middle East, where and they yeah, give you this history, and yeah. they're like, this is where modern day magic was invented. It came from these street performers in the Middle East. Like, and kind of that stereotype of like the snake charmer, like that's the environment. And there are really old parts, these old markets in the Middle East where these like old school magicians still perform in that classic style where they will throw out a rug and just perform magic on the
yeah,
street.
That's cool. Yeah.
And they're like these are the most hardcore magicians you'll meet in the world, because these are like street magicians above all street magicians, like from an ancient order of magicians.
Wow.
And they talk about specifically in this special the rings, the separated rings trick, where you take a solid ring and you bang them together and you take them apart. And they talk about, you know, classic tricks like that. Everybody knows how to do it. So as a magician, you go back to those classic tricks because everybody knows them, but you put your own spin on it. And that's what gets you respect in the magician's world. Doing a trick that they know, but in a way that they've never seen it before.
Yeah. So they know how it's being done, but
so basically,
they can't see where the turn
this,
is.
This is what was so interesting. They talked about, he's like,
Chris Angel imitates Jesus, walks on water.
Teller speaks in the thing, which automatically is mind-blowing. The guy who's always silent is just, like, talking, and he's like...
During the stage show?
No, no, it's not a stage show. It's a documentary.
Yeah. Oh!
So he's just doing camera interviews talking about magic, and he talks about, he's like, I came here, and it was such a treat because a magician had heard I was a magician, and he did a magician's trick on me, where...
I saw this excerpt.
Yeah, he was basically like... He had me pick a card, and then he didn't tell me what it was. I had to put the card back. And anybody else watching would just think that, like, nothing's going on. He just handed him a card, and then he looked at it, and it was the card he handed him. But as a magician, I saw all these tricks, how he forced a card onto me, and then he slipped a different card to me, and then he removed the card. So I assumed it would be a different card, and when I saw it was the original card, I laughed because he was playing on my magician expectations. He wasn't treating me like a regular person. He was treating me like a magician. So that being said,
he tricked you without a trick.
Yeah. Teller does a ring trick, and it's so... This is the best part of the documentary because he does a trick that fools those magicians. And he's like, I do this trick in America that I came up with, and I'm going to show it to them to try to get their respect. And he, like, does it, and they all, like... There's a language barrier, so they can't say anything to him, but they all, like, start laughing, and they're just like... Oh, this guy, he is a real magician.
That's cool.
So that kind of, just to get back to the point, that backs up. Those guys are, like, legit magicians.
They have studied every facet of it. So
they are.
So they, and that's what's so great about their show, is they're on there, they're on the stage acting like they don't take it any of it. Like, it's so casual, and everything is easy, and this and that, but it's like, behind that is real research, and like, it, I don't know, it impressed me so much. And not only that, this is another big thing, is when that show was over, they hung out and said they would hang out to meet everybody until, like, the last person was gone.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was just, and it wasn't that expensive to go. It's like, man, this is the best show, like, I think, in Vegas.
That is really cool.
They're legit.
They're great entertainers.
If you have a residency or something, you're doing that, like, 3 times a week or whatever. For a long period of time.
Yeah.
And you live there, and it becomes so tight.
Yeah.
If you're a music act or a comedy act or whatever, that shit is just so, like, by the books, probably.
Celine did that. She had a residency out there.
Oh,
but had to cut it short because...
Well, why was that, Yolanda?
Her voice was, like, getting thrashed.
Who?
And Celine. Celine Dion. And it wasn't even... Because I thought, like, what? Because it's hot? Like, what... But I think it was all the AC. Like, just dried her voice out. Yeah. Because I know a lot of singers request no AC backstage in their dressing room. Like, they said, like, just put me in a dressing room with a big open window or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but... Because I guess it'll do that. I don't know anything about that. But.
Yeah, I mean, air conditioner is meant to, like, dehumidify.
Yeah.
I bet there's some shit you could breathe through. Someone should invent some
shit. She should have, a Darth Vader mask.
Yeah, that you have to, like, put on an hour
before
your show.
It would add to her personality.
Yeah, she could enter like that.
Before your show, go cryo chamber.
Yeah, she comes out of the
cryo chamber. Lady Gaga should invent that shit. Yeah. She's into some new stuff or what?
What?
Yeah. Well, hey.
She has a new album coming out.
I really? Wow.
Nice.
It's about time.
I'm gonna buy it.
We do have some sponsors.
Yes, we should thank them.
Yeah.
Hey, first out of the gate, we should say thank you to our current and ongoing sponsor, Kickapoo. Kickapoo Joy Juice, the greatest drink ever made. That's right. Mm. It tops them all. Coffee, fuck you.
Better than water.
Water, huh? Piss off. Oof. Piss, piss off.
Some
people like that.
Some people do like to drink piss.
Shower play.
yep.
And I'm saying forget it. Kickapoo Joy Juice.
A little piss quaffing.
Drink a refreshing, have a sip, and enjoy the refreshment.
Which flavor of Kickapoo is that?
Ew, what the fuck?
Ew. Oh, what?
We got fucked again.
Hey,
dude.
That's not certified poo right there.
This is like
dude,
the second
sick.
Time.
It stinks
I thought
like
it was
dog
a
shit. What is that?
Oh,
I smell
is
dog
it made
shit.
By that old
smells like
fuck.
Fluids.
Kevin,
I smell old people.
Do you smell some of the bottle?
Kevin, check the bottom of your shoe. What did
last time?
Is that the
we got fucked by Lester?
Fucking asshole.
And tonight. What the fuck
who's
is this?
This?
Melba's Fixins.
Melba.
Peaches and cream?
Old Melba.
Hey. Kickapoo already did peach the right way. Fuzzy Navel. That was a good drink. What is this shit? Peaches and... Melba's Fixins. I don't know if she's in cahoots with Lester, but Lester and Melba, go fuck yourselves.
How do you feel?
You belong in a prison in Guantanamo. What?
Are you sick or after taking a
Yeah, I'm probably going to have fucking
they
salmonella after
Do you think
this.
It's
they
safe?
Should take Lester and Melba in an airplane. In an airplane and tie a bag over their head in the airplane and push them out over the ocean.
Dude, fuck
and
these
just fucking fly away.
Lester.
There's high fructose in this.
Of course there is.
Oh, the lightning's poison?
There's high fructose in this. That's sick.
Of course.
Don't do it.
Melba,
don't do it.
Melba,
make,
you're a
I warn
asshole.
Make them disappear. Do it.
Like shit.
This water
Lester
terrible.
And Melba,
too.
You belong at the bottom of the fucking.
It smells like
fucked
up root beer.
I wish we had some Kickapoo.
I wish
to wash
we,
that
we,
down.
I wish we could do
don't
like,
drink that sickening.
Should, somebody should do Pablo Escobar shit to them.
Yeah, dude. They, it tastes like her fluids.
Yeah.
It's like someone took Melba's fluids from the hospital.
I really wish
do
I had
you remember that scene in Scarface where he goes, my word is my balls, I don't break them for nobody.
Yep. Yep. I remember
and
that.
And then he gets the binoculars and
he
sees the traitor in the helicopter. That should be Melba.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you show Lester that and go, don't try to fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
don't
what
you
say.
Dare try to fuck me, Lester.
You're a tiger. You belong to me.
Don't you dare try to fix me.
Now your husband is dead.
I'll give you.
Anyway. So go to get a Kickapoo instead. Go to drinkkickapoo.com.
Amazon.com, search for Kickapoo.
And follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter so that you know.
What about my foot?
This is like the so Sonic cast, the though. Truth. We're getting all musical.
I thought we fixed all audio problems.
No, we're doing music match.
All right.
You know.
Anyway, go get a Kickapoo. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited. We have another sponsor tonight. They have returned out of the shadows.
That's
they've been
crazy.
Gone and they have reemerged. And I am proud to announce tonight's show is sponsored by SumoLounge.com. Get a sumo. Have you noticed when Derek said these chairs were comfortable earlier, how facetious he was being? Yeah. You could tell too? Yeah. Because he wishes he was sitting in a sumo chair from SumoLounge.com. One of these big ass cushions, you sit on it. Sit on it. That's their slogan. Because you're gonna want to.
That's erotic,
you're gonna you're gonna taste. I'm still thinking of Kickapoo.
No. Your butt's gonna taste. Your butt's hungry for a sumo.
You're gonna taste better after you sit
your
on a
sumo. Your
butt's
thirsty for
your
a butt's sumo.
I got a thirsty butt.
You
son.
Got a thirsty ass, dude.
Get a sumo
look,
in
if
there.
If you're not sitting
cork
on a sumo,
it.
Drinking a Kickapoo, watching the Mega 64 podcast. You ain't a true fan.
Yeah.
And that's
you're
just
enough
it.
Said.
You're a
enough
lame
said.
Fuck. Yeah. I'll just leave it there.
All right.
Wow.
Jesus.
You got
I'll leave it there.
Jesus.
Lame
fuck.
You're a
lame
card. Fuck. No, I didn't finish it.
You guys got it.
All right.
Okay.
He said it.
All right. Thank you to SumoLounge.com. Get a chair from them and sit on it and love it like you should. Hey, and while you're out on the internet, I win the internet. That's what I like to say sometimes when I look at it.
When we're not adulting, we're winning the internet.
We're winning. Winning.
Wall.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
XD.
Hashtag. HIV positive Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, never forget.
Keep it posy.
Oh. Not that there's anything wrong
with
that. Not that posy. But
posy vibes.
It is what it is.
Less posy.
ISIS.
They're actually literally pausing guards.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway,
took a little. All right, keep going.
No? But anyway, yeah. Hey, I want to say thank you to everyone who checks us out and supports us on Patreon. Patreon.com/mega64. Again, we're getting closer and closer to future goals. And because of the Patreon, we've been able to work on all the stuff behind the scenes that we wouldn't have before. So thank you guys very much. It was a lot of fun. I'm saying it like it's over. It's not. We're still doing it. But anyway,
yeah, like it's so far.
Sean is almost out of here, so
yeah, please
contribute to the Patreon.
So close.
And also shop.mega64.com. Check that out. The snapbacks went up this week.
The snapbacks did. And I want to say, if you didn't get one now, because this might be end of the line for that, for the snapbacks. We may take a little break from doing that after this.
You don't
want
to flood the market.
So if you want one, I would get that now because I don't know what's coming up. Yeah. So get one now.
Which is this, the burgundy one?
Yeah, the burgundy one is on there now. The new snapback. Like we had the snapback. Chance. Then we had the new snapback.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we had the Patreon exclusive snapback.
That's true.
That's just for our patrons. Hey, if you haven't seen our Patreon, Rocco already said it, but go check it out. And if you already signed up for the dollar tier or the mid-range tier, bump up.
It's worth a dollar if it makes you laugh.
Evolve, like Pokemon, right?
Exactly.
You've won enough matches, now you're ready to get some new skills.
Yep.
What else is there?
Hey, well, something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I'll give you a little bit of behind the scenes.
Okay.
We've got, I know this is a little bit of a self-promoting segment of the podcast, but, you know, it's okay. We have Mega 64 Game Days coming up. Woo! Big event in November.
Oh, shit, yeah.
November 5th and 6th. Minutes. We're so excited. Again, if you don't know about it, day one, we have basically a convention for a day. And then day two, we go to Disneyland. There's nothing to not love. You will have the best weekend of your life. I promise. You go and you will enjoy it. But anyway, We're going to at some point in the near future have a new shirt that I think we're gonna sanction as our official game day shirt. But it's kind of complicated to make, so they're still working on that. So look for that.
So
that may be coming soon. We're not gonna show it just yet, but that may be coming soon. So keep an eye out for updates. And I'm sorry they're not out yet, because normally by now we would have that kind of thing out, but. So we'll keep everybody updated on that. However, what we can let you know is Game Days is coming. We already said it. And we got some very special guests that will be attending Game Days this year.
That's who they want. They want to know.
We're going to announce the guests now. But just keep in mind, there's still going to be even more that haven't been announced. Even after this. We're not going to give you everything, but we're going to give you a little something.
So after this announcement, there'll be another later announcement.
Who knows? There be.
So announcements abound.
Keep putting
announcement for the announcement.
Do an alert in your phone that there's going to be another announcement later. I don't know when to set the alert for.
Who knows?
Every day.
Wing it, whatever you want.
Hey Siri, set an alert for 2 weeks from now. So hopefully if they play that back at home.
Play that back over your phone.
That'll do it.
There it is. Well, I think without further ado, we have a little trailer we'd like to show you for this year's Mega 64 Game Days. If you want to play it, hit it.
Or if you don't want to.
Attention! Game Days is coming. Armies led by these young men who make the sickest vids in all the land descend upon California for an unforgettable weekend event. Day one is a convention like no other, with panels, screenings, and special guests. And on day two, yonder we march straight to Disneyland, and the guest list is wicked tight. Game Day's day one guests include the whole gang from Funhouse. And a Gettysburg-level performance from the boys of Buckwheat Gross. Plus, the Booth of Mystery, containing a very special cyber virtual guest. A guest too famous to be revealed in this promo. Peep the website for tickets and information. We'll see you all then. It'll be beautiful.
There it is. Dang. Ladies and gentlemen.
That looks awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got...
You got
Funhouse. Funhouse is attending.
That's right.
Game Days. And the boys of Buckwheat Groats are going to be there performing, just doing their thing. We got them all.
Straight up.
We got the best guests.
Kind of the best of both worlds. Because yes. I don't think that Buckwheat Groats and Funhouse have a lot of crossover fans.
They're
I'm
about
gonna
say to. No.
But they're about
so they're about to. And besides, we're all here for Mega 64. So we're kind of spreading our wings, bringing different families together. It's all one big family after all.
Exactly.
So this is like Christmas family reunion, essentially, for the year. Game Days 2016. And, of course, the mystery guest.
Well, that's what I want to know is...
I can't wait.
A mystery booth.
A mystery booth, I should
with
say.
With a virtual cyber guest.
Cyber
like, what
guest?
Would that be? Are we talking like Zordon?
How close we are Cyber Monday?
We've been talking closely with the establishment, the residency that will be hosting our event, making sure that all the cables, circuitry, Wi-Fi, broadband, it's all available. T3, T4,
make sure
top-tier level technology. Will be on display.
4K.
It's got to be something to do with technology because cyber, like virtual cyber guest, it's probably like someone from Reboot or something. But I don't know.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
I'm not gonna say.
Hexadecimal,
but
maybe. I'll get a bug.
Let your imagination run wild.
Well, let your imagination run wild. Too famous of a person for us to mention here. Legally, our lawyers wouldn't let us say anything. We were gonna, we were gonna say who or what was in the booth, but they said. The fame level attached to this project is unprecedented.
Can't do it.
No.
You're not allowed to do that, okay? Yeah. Contracts will be violated. Television shows may be canceled or developed based on what we say here.
Exactly. So if you haven't yet, get your tickets now. Go to mega64.com/gamedays. There's not that many tickets left for the day one event. You don't want to miss out on that. So get on that right now as I speak.
In fact,
we're all going to be there.
Is it
all
not
day.
Sold out already? I'm amazed it's not
it's,
sold out
you're
already.
It's so close. Yeah.
Because
it is so close.
The game, he's the going. Game Days Day One event is not a very big event. Inherently, it can only hold 400 people, maybe a little bit more, give or take.
It's like a nice cozy crowd.
It's and that's the limit. So this isn't like fucking Comic-Con. This isn't PAX New York.
Talks about
seriously
when,
like a few tickets.
Everyone
left.
Talks
that's
about
it.
When fair, a con fair. Used to be good. Like, oh, Comic-Con was so cool back in the night. This is like where Game Days is at now.
What did you say?
Where can people get the tickets?
I just said.
Where do they go?
Mega64.com/GameDays.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if you want to get a ticket, get it. It will sell out. There's not going to be thousands of people there. It's going to be 400, give or take. That's a small, intimate group. Imagine getting to see Buckwheat Groats. Usually they play to a room of 10,000 people.
Yeah,
yeah.
You never get close enough to smell the groat.
Yeah.
But at Game Days, all things are possible. So come on out, check it out. And that's all there is to say about that.
Fuck yeah. That's what I say.
Hey, speaking of events, this week we went to a couple weeks ago we went to one. Most of us went to an event. I haven't been to any like concerts in a long time, and then suddenly in this past like week or two, it was ELO was at the Hollywood
Mirage.
Bowl,
yeah,
and then just the other night was a Lost concert, feet from the other one. It was right by the Hollywood
Bowl.
Yeah,
it's like
right?
two blocks away from where the Hollywood Bowl
is. So both of those happened this week,
and that's Michael Giacchino conducting.
Yes,
yeah.
Michael Giacchino.
Awesome.
Conducted the score to Lost, and they had like an anniversary event where he played all of the he scored basically the whole scenes from the show, just music from the show in general, and
with the orchestra that actually
the people that recorded it
primarily, like they said,
for
like
the most part,
by and large, this is the cast that actually put this music to the show.
Who, I mean, jumping forward from ELO, who went to the Lost event?
It was us and Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
And what was really cool about it, again, it was the people who played for the show.
We went and saw them perform at what was a college campus.
Yes.
UCLA.
Like UCLA.
Was
yeah,
it
back
that
when
same
the show ended.
Thing? And they had a bunch of cast members on. They had cast members at this one?
They had a few.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't. The thing is, like, that one at the finale of the show
yeah.
was like the. It was like their finale party.
Sean snuck into
so
the rap party.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So this one wasn't
Sean,
like
Sean
that.
Sean snuck in to use the bathroom.
This one was just like Michael Giacchino's thing.
Yeah. yeah.
But the guy who played Sawyer was there. The guy who played Bernard
the
showed up.
The guy who played Sawyer was there. Josh Holloway. He was supposed to be hosting the event.
Yeah.
But he was really not there for much of the event.
I think the event turned in a different direction because Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof were supposed to like kind of work together with Josh Holloway, and I think Damon Lindelof was often
he got stuck in Australia
in Australia
of a storm
or
yeah.
some awards show that he oh. or the wrapping of some season
he's,
that
he's wrapping the leftovers
the
yeah.
leftovers so he couldn't make it, so I think they had to kind of like they threw in Michael Giacchino to be on the main stage yeah. and then like whatever they were going to do with Josh Holloway I don't think ended up working
Josh
out.
Holloway was ad-libbing and you could tell because it wasn't very funny and yeah. it was extremely awkward
charming,
you know
yeah.
and it's funny because you could tell that everybody there was a huge Lost fan that they wanted to laugh at everything he was saying, but it was so like...
Yikes.
Some of it didn't make very much sense.
I think that made it funny. That made me laugh because he kept telling Michael Giacchino he's happy he's not a digital guy, and that kept making me laugh because he was like, no, you're not a digital guy.
He's not
you know,
a lawnmower,
he's not.
Man.
He kept doing this.
Yeah.
You're no Job.
Yeah. But he was
had no plan.
He was genuinely enthusiastic about the orchestra and the music being played. Because he had noted he had never seen that side of it.
Yeah.
Because when you're working on the show, I mean, the music's done in L.A. The entire show was shot almost in entirety in Oahu. And it's like, you never get to see that. And if you haven't seen a live orchestra of that caliber play, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's awesome.
For that many people, like what we, I think we counted and it was like at least 30 or 40 people playing violin.
Yeah.
And then there was the rest of the band. Like, I would say 40 to 50 people total on stage, and they're just that in time playing such moving music. To me, if for no other reason, that was the one reason I went to that,
yeah.
was to just see live music being played that I know
That's
very
cool.
well.
And they yeah. played to the scenes, correct?
Sometimes. Sometimes yeah. they would just play the song and put, now, like, shots and other, like, fun stuff from the show on there.
You told me there was, like, this fourth element to the concert.
Yeah, so what was really cool was that... The venue that the Lost show was in looked like it was, I mean, it was really old, but it was perfect for that show. It was like made for that show because
like an amphitheater
behind, thing? Yeah, behind the stage was like hills and palm trees and stuff. And it was just like, wow, this is like, you couldn't have picked a better place.
It was
to
at
do
the
this.
Ford Amphitheater in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In case anybody's
built,
ever been
built
there.
Built in like 1920.
Yeah.
yeah.
You can look up photos of the stage. It looks like a cathedral or like a, the ruins of an old castle.
It looks
yeah.
really cool.
It was crazy. So, anyway, yeah, so they played it there, but the wind picked up so bad during the show that it was like, okay, all right, the trees start rustling. The screen was getting, like, airborne.
Yeah.
And
that's rad.
Looked like it was going to fucking fly off into the audience at one point. It was, like, going horizontal. And we were getting hit with so many. It was like, after a while, it was like dirt.
Yeah.
See, that
being
sucks.
It was like, okay.
Like,
it
shitty
was,
dust. Yeah,
all
the
right.
The amphitheater was built on a dirt hill, and it was blowing the dirt off the hill into everybody's face. I felt bad for the performers on stage, because half the orchestra had to face straight into the wind,
yeah.
trying to read their music with dirt flying into their eyes.
Oh, and those instruments are not like, you know, oh, it's a violin that like $1,200. Like, they're playing violins
yeah,
and
yeah.
like harps.
They're
and,
super
like,
expensive
really
and like
expensive stuff.
Their music stands were blowing over. They had to get some PA to come out and hold Michael Giacchino's music paper down for him.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
It was windy as fuck.
But
it's awesome.
I think that added to the fourth element of it, because at times there would be like huge movements in the music
yeah.
and all of a sudden the wind would just start picking up and it would get like all rustly
yeah.
and like to the point where I like I was sitting by myself, but to the point where I was like looking around to ask people, did they plan, like, are they pretending that this
yeah.
isn't planned?
People thought they were doing smoke monster shit.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was it was one of those happy accidents. It would move the, like, there was one big finish that they had where the screen, like, moved out, and it was, like, on this huge, like, big lost-like finish.
Yeah.
And like, Michael Giacchino turns around and goes, and everyone on that cue, wow.
Yeah.
But it was pretty impressive.
It was cool, and I really liked seeing, when we saw them before, when we saw them play after the finale, we saw them score the scene where they launched the raft. That's like one of the best pieces of music in that whole show.
Yeah.
And that was cool. But what I liked in in this show was starting it, scoring the whole opening to the show. That, like, him running into the wreckage and da 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 da, and that was really, really cool. And then closing it with scoring the whole last act of the show.
Yeah,
was the just couldn't have been a better bookend to it.
In the bamboo,
but they played a lot of really, like, deep cuts. Like, it's one thing to play all the themes you remember, but then, like, playing the, like, there was like a whole theme for, like, when the freighter showed up. Like, I don't even remember that. I can't even tell you what that was. You know, it was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
It was cool to sit down and, like, listen to them talk about what they thought going into the show and how they did it. It was really nice to get that, like, experience with Michael Giacchino. Because we've all heard so much about, like, Damon Lindelof, Carl Hughes, and J.J. Abrams' approach to the show. But you never really got a chance to see, like, how the music came out and, like, why he thought about doing, you know, a certain scene that way or this way. And to me, I'm always very interested in the music because it's such a big part of a production that people so often forget about.
Sure.
That I think it's really cool to have the person who's in charge of that kind of talk about why this art form is so unique, that it can be so subtle but add so much.
Sure.
Which I think is great.
Did he do any Disney encore?
No.
I was going to say that. That's the last time that we saw him. He came back and played Up.
Yeah. I want to be the bearer of bad news or the con to these guys' pro. And I will say, this show was not as good as the one they did years ago for various reasons, but there weren't as many celebrity guests there.
There was never going to be, though.
But okay, you had your chance to talk. Thank you. Thank
you. We got point counterpoint.
We heard everything you had to say.
Sean put in segment.
They didn't play extra music from other works that he had done. And they weren't handing out the vitamin water.
Oh, yeah, no vitamin water?
No Dharma Initiative vitamin water. Damn. So just in general, if you were going to compare the two, this one was not as good as the one that happened a few years ago.
To be fair, they played 45 minutes at the first one, and we got like 2.5 hours of lost stuff this time. So it's kind of a... I mean, there are pros and cons.
Just saying my
just
opinion.
Point counterpoint.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just
I'll
saying.
I'll moderate it. We'll just get point counterpoint.
Thank you. Do I still have 60 seconds?
Yeah, you got 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, can we
And I'll give you
my
another
time?
10.
Can
I'll give you another 10.
You interrupt my shit all night. I'm just saying. So.
Okay, go ahead. You got another 10.
I've never once interrupted Rocco, ever. I can't even talk for 60 seconds without him interrupting me. Okay. And by the way, I want to explain that earlier. You were whispering, so I figured people at home would be turning up their speakers. That was part of the bit. Mm-hmm. I was souping up your bit. Didn't interrupt it.
You know,
I souped it up.
Little soup up.
It's when you attach a soup up to something, it makes it better.
Yeah.
You souped me down, dude.
It's like when you get your horn to play La Cucaracha. You're souping it up.
Exactly. And I felt like I had a good time, but, you know, I'm not complaining about the price of the ticket, but I was thinking, like, I would be more comfortable with, like, $45 ticket as opposed to the $85 ticket.
Mm.
You know,
getting
your money's worth. Now, I will say, Brian and I went to Ozfest yesterday. Those tickets were $30.
Where was that?
Listed
in
ticket
San Diego?
Price. San Bernardino.
Oh, okay.
San Manuel Amphitheater.
And I remember thinking that at the time, being like, wow, there's like a whole festival here, and it's like half the cost of that Lost concert. But the concert was good, and it was beautiful music, and it was an Oscar-winning composer there conducting his own personal symphony. So it was a magical experience. I'm not taking away that aspect.
He's still doing Disney stuff, too. He just did Zootopia.
Well, they are having him do the Rogue One, the Star Wars
soundtrack. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because the original composer like wouldn't come back to fix it or something. So they're reshot stuff, and the old composer is like not coming back. So they were like, okay. Which he must have been stoked for.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's got to be something on a bucket list.
I think
if you're a symphonic composer, you're looking up to John Williams for sure.
I think the reason I bring that stuff up, though, about the Lost thing is that is just because, like, what we went to before was kind of, it was like a finale party. And it wasn't was really, you know what I mean? It wasn't really in the same context is the only reason I bring that up.
Sure.
And it was, and seeing as how they were still, they had, like, just wrapped the show, I didn't think we were going to get any people from the show at this one, just because it's like, why, Lost isn't in really in the zeitgeist right now.
Yeah.
So that,
but
yeah.
You remember at that last one, they kind of had this, they were playing the music, but they were also doing this thing called Messages in a Bottle, where they had written a bunch of, like, almost script elements, story, like, they wrote messages that other characters on the show would put into a bottle for their families. So you're getting to hear some perspective of, like, new characters that were from the world of Lost that you didn't necessarily get on the show. And they did that almost in between every song last time. And this time, they did it, like, once or twice.
Yeah. They did bring that back.
Yeah, then? And they still brought out actors to read those parts, but it was Bernard and it was Penny. And
Bernard was married to Rose, right?
And Jacob.
Bearded
fella?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. They were still kind of, like, taking elements from that first show and, you know, still kind of running with that program again.
Hmm. For me, I never went to the first show.
Yeah.
So like, for me, that was my chance to actually go see that live. And that was one of the reasons why I'm like, I don't care what the price is. The show meant so much to me. I already love orchestrated music already. I love soundtracks. I have to go see this. It's the actual composer, the actual symphony that did the music.
Yeah.
However, I do have to agree with Derek on one part of it. It's Lost. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like when it came to Lost, there was always going to be like, okay, here's all the stuff that you expect. And here's something just totally out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe I've just hyped it up in my own head. I thought there would be something a little bit more to it.
It was by the books.
But that being said, the show and everything else was incredible and I enjoyed it.
Not only that, hey, big thing. First Lost concert we went to had badass merchandise. I still wear the shirt I bought.
Oh, yeah.
They had merch at this concert it was
terrible.
We have to go back. A night of the music of Lost. And it was all merchandise for that concert. For I felt like, hey, I'm a fan of the show. I'm not a fan of this venue. And sitting here tonight.
And in addition to that, they had, if anybody out there remembers, when Lost aired, they had, in the last season, every week they put up a limited edition print on their website at a random time. And you had to be like fucking on that website.
Yeah.
To reload that website to get those. And they'd be gone in 3 seconds. And I have some that I was able to get, that I was lucky enough to get. But they had like tons of them that I never got at the merch booth. And it was like, oh, fuck. Like they had one of Locke going like. It was one of like a dark forest and Locke like finding that cabin going into it. And it was like, fuck, I tried to get that. In 2010, I was trying to get that. So I waited like almost half an hour in line to get up there. And I get up and I'm like, all right, how much is that one? I'll take it. And they were like, oh, you wanted to do the silent auction?
Oh, fuck no.
What? You're like the 10th person who's asked. I wonder if we should put up a sign.
Yeah, you should.
Yes. Yes, because I only waited for that.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Let us offer you a shirt. Nope. Goodbye.
Especially because they had sent out an email like 2 days before. Oh, get ready for the new Lost event. It's going to be so much fun. We'll have merchandise and a bunch of stuff for you guys to check out and a silent auction. But like when you say you're going to have merchandise, I assume that you're going to have more than just the shirt that promotes the one event.
Yeah. And the prints were next to that.
Yeah.
It's not like they were in their own like
they
section.
They were right next to it.
It was prints and shirts next to each other. Yeah, so it was like, all right, I'm ready to buy those.
Son of a bitch.
So that was the Lost concert and the ELO concert. I know we're kind of running out of time, right? Probably
a little, but
we don't have Sean here.
Who went to ELO?
Yeah, but who cares?
Same team.
Oh, Sean's going 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
All right. I want to really talk about our adventures yesterday at Ozfest.
Yeah, I'll give you.
Brian and I met up with some friends up in San Bernardino, had a chance to see Black Sabbath and some other bands at Ozfest.
Sick.
Now I didn't know going in. I don't know why I didn't think of this.
Uh-huh.
Ozfest is a music festival.
Yeah. Hey, me neither.
Fucking duh.
Yeah.
But I was expecting, like, in my mind, like, it'd be going to a concert. Like, you just roll up to the concert. Like, no, it was like going to a fucking music festival.
It's a party, dude.
Yeah, we're totally unprepared. Like, we leave San Diego late, like, noon. We're hitting all this traffic. And then we figure, like, oh, we'll get some, like, waters and some, honestly, we'll pick up a pack of beer and we'll just roll in. We'll drink in the parking lot a little bit, then we'll go see Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
About 2 miles outside of the venue, there's a fucking line of cars. And my Google Maps is telling me, like, yeah, continue down this road for 2 miles and then make a left. God. And then it'll continue down that road for 2 miles and then you'll hit the amphitheater. And I see this line of cars and I'm like, this is not fucking moving. Like, this is a 6 hour line right here.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, you know what?
Crack those beers.
I'm not going to. Yeah, right? No, I'm not going to get in this line.
Even better.
Honestly, I felt kind of stupid at first. I was telling Brian, like, this is probably the line for the venue, but I'm just going to check it out. I'm not going to get in this line. So I drive, and I'm driving past the line, and it's just a long-ass fucking road that goes forever. And I'm like,
oh, you're that guy.
This is the line. This is the line. And the further I go, it starts with, like, people, like, rolling down their windows, like, looking at us drive by, like, fuck. And then just, I can hear people shouting, just like,
don't fucking
fuck you! Fuck you! And then as we're driving, people are literally rolling down their windows, sticking their fingers out of their, like, we're driving past a procession of people flipping us off.
You're about to commit a sin.
And it's not just us. It's about 5 or 10 cars. Like, there's another line forming in front of us. Whatever. We go, like, 2 miles down, and I realize, like, this is all leading to a four-way intersection, and then everybody's trying to turn left, and this is a one-lane street that goes another 2 miles to the amphitheater.
Wow.
So I pull all the way up to the end of this intersection, and I see people, like, handing beers to the people in line, like, bribing them. Like, we'll cut in line with you if we give you a beer. So I tell Brian, I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to pay to get in this line. So I go through my wall and I pull out $10 and I was like, I'm going to pay somebody $10 to cut in this line. And I roll down my
window. Free market. God bless America. Yeah.
And I'm trying to call somebody, like, get their attention, and nobody's looking at us.
Waving money out.
Everybody's just like, has their blinders on, like, fuck you, I'm not even looking
at you. They don't want to deal with
it. So I'm literally hanging out the window, waving $10. For whatever reason, the traffic in front of us starts to go. Nobody's even taking my money, but I somehow am able to merge into this line.
I don't know how.
Oh my god!
I cut into the front of the line at the intersection. I tell Brian, I put my money back in my pocket. I'm just like, I was going to pay somebody $10, but nobody took it. So now we're in line, and I don't know what to do. So you're a fucking pirate. Yeah. So
you're a modern day pirate.
I'm a modern day pirate. I have 2 more miles to go, and so I'm sitting at this intersection. It's like gridlock traffic. I'm waiting to turn left, but there's like an endless line of cars that leads over this one lane bridge over the horizon. I can't see where it is. Somewhere down there is the venue. This is another 2 hour wait, and I didn't fucking expect this. Out of nowhere, a black sedan, like Rocco's car, pulls up, and there's a cop there directing traffic, and this car tries to pull up and do exactly what I did, like cut into the line, and the cop is like, no! Keep on driving, buddy. Keep on driving.
Turn right, turn only.
And
right,
the,
turn
the driver,
only.
And I can see the driver, and the driver's like, "No, no, we're going in here." And the cop walks over to the car, and he like talks to the car, and he's looking pissed off. And then he's like, "Oh, yeah, right. Really? Black Sabbath? Are they in here? Wow!" And then he turns around, and he goes over to the car in front of us, and we can hear him talking, and he's like, you're going to have to let this car in. No. These guys are with the band. And it was like Black Sabbath's managers or something.
Whoa.
So Brian and I are just watching this. And it's like, not very interesting. Okay, what are Black Sabbath's managers? And the line in front of me starts moving a little bit. So I'm able to turn. I go like 10 feet. And now I'm waiting to go on this fucking whatever. I see over the bridge, this cop is coming with his lights on. He comes all the way down the wrong side of the road, which has been closed off to traffic. He comes all the way down here. He gets to the end. He spins around. He's going to give a police escort to this guy all the way to the venue.
He's probably Aussie.
So maybe.
It wasn't any.
So the cop flips a U-turn, and he starts leading this car down the wrong side of the road. Basically, there's an endless line of cars, and this cop is driving down the single other lane. This car's following behind him, and then another car follows behind that car. And then another car follows behind that car. And the guy that I cut off, gets out of his car, and he starts running on foot, chasing all those cars. We're like, fuck you, fuck you. And the cop is chasing after him like, no, let him go. No, let him go. I don't know what happens, but for whatever reason, that guy runs back to his car behind me and just follows. He pulls out and he starts following this cop. And I turn to Brian and I was like, I don't know what's happening. I'm fucking going for it. I pull out of the line. I get in this cop caravan and we sail past a second.
This is how riot starts.
2 miles
this
of people.
This is how riot starts.
And I can hear these people too just be like, fuck this. What the fuck? Fuck you. We skipped a 6 hour line.
Hell, we drove
right into Ozfest.
Fuck.
Then, blah, 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 blah. I know this is a long story, so I'm going to skip a bunch of other stuff. Interesting stuff happened.
Badass story.
Maybe I'll talk about it some other day, but.
Beast.
After hours, we had issues trying to find our friends there. Crazy. It was a whole fucking crazy day.
This is some Dick Bodie type scheme.
It was, but I'm going to skip to the end of it here. We go into the venue finally 4 hours later because a lot of crazy shit happened. I'll talk about it on a later day. But we go into the venue and we have general admission tickets at Ozfest, which, by the way, if nobody's ever been to a metal music festival, I'm not joking. For half a second, you feel like this is like kind of what hell would be like.
Yeah, it's like if you watch an 80s movie that takes place in the future.
Yeah.
Where it's all like...
It is all like metal apocalypse looking sweaty, fucking stinky dudes. It's either like long hair, scary looking, like hardcore gangbanger looking dude, or like shirtless buff dude with like skull tattoos all over himself. Like looks like he has a knife hidden on him, even though he's not wearing any clothes.
A lot of leather.
We had general admission tickets, which was just an ocean of bodies mashing together, trying to mash up against this fence that was overlooking the seated area. Like the bottom Loge part of the amphitheater. Somehow we just walked into Loge. We just walked in. We walked in through the exit into the seated area.
Yeah. You guys are fucking
past
the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yes.
Past the security guard.
Past security. So then we're just looking and there's just like we're sitting like so there's a gate behind us with bodies mashing against the gate and then we're on a little sidewalk and then in front of us is all the seats. So we just come to a row of seats that are empty and like look this way, look that way.
Have a seat, baby.
Step over into the seat, and now we got seats for Black Sabbath, and we sat there for the rest of the night.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. And so the theme of the day was just skipping lines and bypassing fucking everybody.
It's great.
And that's what you got to do.
The world's in chaos. Just make your own rules up.
We saw Megadeth. We saw Black Sabbath, but we also saw Disturbed. And yes, they played Down with the Sickness.
Did you open up your hate?
How was it?
I opened up my
I thought of you.
Why?
I fell asleep during
Does that guy have dreads?
The guitar player looks like you and acts like you. I can't describe it, but you guys have the same swagger. You got these long,
tall, lanky, dreaded white dudes that have a very similar...
Kind of this, like, bouncy, like...
Sweat. Oh, yeah.
He looks and acts like you. The other guys in Disturbed, they look like Matrix cosplayers.
They do.
The lead singer has like a big, long black robe, and he talks.
Does he have the horn to go down?
I don't think he does anymore.
I think he took those out.
And those are fucking rad.
He addresses the audience like it's a fucking like haunted house.
Yeah.
You know, like, and now, good audience, you've arrived at the part of the show where the members of Disturbed will humbly request audience participation. And it's like, somebody tell this guy that Dracula isn't fucking real. Like, talk like a regular person.
Yeah, Bela Lugosi's dead, you fuck.
Yeah.
He's the fucking ghost host.
Down with the Sickness sucks, I'll have you know. But we were surrounded by people who fucking loved it. They knew every word.
Not a young crowd there, huh?
Older crowd.
Yeah.
And
no kids are into fucking heavy, rock music.
There was
really
a kid in front of us. Like, must have been
that was
10
for Megadeth.
Or 12
but yeah, like a 14-year-old kid was there for Megadeth.
He's got like a cool
and then he
brother.
Disappeared for Disturbed and Black Sabbath. Anyways, I know that was a long story. We had a long, adventurous day. I just want to share a little bit of it with you. Oh, last thing I'll say, Black Sabbath, this is their final tour. It was awesome to see them. Great show. But... you know what? Bands at festivals need to understand when your show starts at 9:30 at night and plays till 11:30 and people have been there since 10 a.m. in 90-degree weather, the audience has got to be fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
And the whole night, Ozzy Osbourne was like, let me see your fucking hands. Go fucking crazy or else I'm... Literally, at one point, he said...
I hate that shit.
Literally, at one point, he goes, all right, we got one more fucking song. We might have two. But that depends on you. I want to see you go fucking crazy. All right. And then they played their last song, and then everybody went crazy. And he's like, all right, that's it. And he walked off stage.
Aww.
And then from backstage, the stage is dark. You just hear him go, I want to hear everybody chant one more fucking song. You better chant one more song or else we're not coming out. It's like, Ozzy, you can't just tell people. Just play the encore.
It's the Prince of Darkness. No, that's the Prince of Darkness.
He was grumpy, but
he was also sick.
I got a thing against seeing like older rock acts.
You know what? I was telling Brian yesterday, I don't think I could see an old man band anymore because I've seen like 10 in a row and it's starting to be depressing. Like, I need to see a young guy. It's fucking depressing to just think like, okay, so the only cool people left are 70-year-olds. And everybody younger than that is lame.
They were cool in the 70s.
Hey, I mean, they still put on an exceptional show.
Like,
it sounded so good. I was so impressed. Like, Ozzy kept commenting about how he was sick, And I could barely tell that he had a problem, like, at all. Were you with us when we saw him 2-3 years ago?
I haven't, no. The last time I listened, because I couldn't get in, I sat out in Chula Vista for Ozfest in, like, 2000 and probably, like, 5 or something.
Uh-huh.
But he sounded awful.
Yeah, see,
and that's why I was like, ooh, I don't want to see Sabbath.
He sounded pretty good.
That's
this
cool.
This time he sounded totally, you know, normal. It sounded like the album. But, like, it's just...
He was a little bit off and a little bit sick.
I was so impressed that he was as physically mobile as he was. Because when we watched him, I think, in Irvine a few years back, he kind of just stayed right at the...
A little mobile?
Yeah, you know, right there at the mic, moved.
Might have been recovering from some surgery or something.
He was, like, running back and forth across the stage every few
TRT,
songs. Like,
pretty feeling good. Drinking juice.
It was pretty impressive. I was pretty happy with it. And man, like... Their sound is so big in that that's arena, cool. And just having all, like, I think at some point they said there were like 40,000 people there,
maybe,
which I would believe, because
40,000 tired people,
big ass amphitheater.
I'm jealous. That sounds good, but yeah, I can't do the festival.
Yeah, so, Justin currently missing Slipknot right now. So
Justin Cardinal in the chat man. Asks, "Is Mega 64 getting old?" And I just want to say no, that's not happening.
No,
it's impossible.
You're
it's
only
not
as young as you feel.
Yeah. You're only as old as you don't want to be.
Yeah, true. Hey, age is a number.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
You guys may have had some crazy things happen at that show, but it doesn't top what happened at ELO.
Oh, yeah.
ELO live at the Hollywood Bowl.
Even older crowd.
And, no, really young.
About this?
Real?
I was probably the youngest person there. But anyway.
That would have been me.
Yeah, actually. That'd be Brian. But anyway, we get there. My dad had tickets, so my family was there too. They weren't sitting by us, but they were there at the show. And I found out he bought tickets, but they did some thing on Facebook that was like, post something about ELO and win a prize. And so my dad, he's just killing time.
Facebook.
He posted something about ELO, and they went, "Congratulations, you won tickets to their show at the Hollywood Bowl." He's like, "I have the fucking tickets." Okay. But they were better tickets. They were like way close up.
Awesome.
So he was like, cool. So he used those. He used the closer tickets. And he went. And then as I'm sitting there, suddenly I start getting... I'm seated in a totally different area. I start getting texts from my dad of him with J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, that photo was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I posted it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I jokingly posted it was a version 4 picture, but no. Anyway, it's my dad with J.J. Abrams, and there's an actor behind them, and I don't remember his name, Greg.
It's not Ernst, something. But he was another, like, extra.
He was a pilot in Lost,
yeah.
And in a bunch of other
Greg
stuff.
Frankberg?
Old friend of J.J. Abrams. But anyway, so my dad posted a picture, or was sending me pictures with them, and I'm like, what's going on here? And so I talked to him after the show, and he's like, yeah, isn't that crazy? I went to some break area. Like, they had some, like, kind of green room kind of area for his section. Like, because my dad was way close. And he's like, so I went down there just to get a snack. And there was a dude just getting, like, chips. And he turned around, it was J.J. Abrams. And I was like...
No way.
And he said... So I went up to him and I said... He's like, honestly, I felt bad you weren't there, Rocco. I was like, oh, well, thank you. And he said... So I said to J.J., hey, I'm sorry. My son, Rocco, loves your stuff. I wish he was here. Could I get a picture with you? Would that be okay? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, totally. Said he was a really cool guy. And then my dad told me, he said, so I went in to take a selfie. I was like, yeah. And he said, and then I realized I had never done that. I don't know how to do that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and he said, I've never used the front camera. I don't ever have any reason to do that. Yeah? So he's like, so I didn't know how to do it. So I'm like, well, should I turn it around? And then he said, J.J. Abrams took my phone and went, no, let me show you how to do it. Let me show you.
Yeah.
This is the button. Flip the phone.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to want to do. You're going to do that. And he said, J.J. took all the pictures. Like,
he
took all these photos.
He's
a director. And so I said that.
We've done that at our booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I said that at the concert, and Eric said... Oh, so the Hollywood Bowl is J.J. Abrams' PAX East.
Yeah.
He's stopped for photos, and they don't know how to work the camera, and it's like, all right, let me
that's exactly.
But he said he was really cool, and the other... Anyway, so there you go. So that was that. Top that, not
Fuck
Fest.
Yeah. Not Fest.
But that ELO show was great. Wasn't that a great show?
It was good. I liked it.
I had a great time. That was also.
It was weird being there, and I, at one point, Eric, you said to me, you were like, I can't believe I'm seeing this live. And it really was true. It's like, I knew we were seeing ELO, but it wasn't until the music was playing that I was like, oh, it's like all these songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're doing this. Oh, this is cool. You know, it was a really good show.
Me and Emma sang Lady Gaga, so there was that.
That was your musical.
That was my whole musical endeavor. It was fucking awesome, too.
Nice. Do you want to talk about that?
We're out of time.
Are we?
Shit. Are we?
Man. Someone in the chat brought this up. I got a Facebook message the other night where he said, I got a Facebook message that literally said, quick, Rocco, what song do I play at karaoke if I want to, like, impress people or, like, tear the room up? And I just responded, I was at the Lost show.
Oh, yeah.
Killing Time. And I just put, Journey, Separate Ways.
That's send. Your go-to.
And that was it. And this guy is saying, I got him laid.
He got
wow.
The pink?
Now he owes you.
There's a bug on the corner of your chair. Look at that.
Ew, fuck you.
Look at that pincher bug thing.
Oh, here we go.
I love it. It's chaos.
Where'd it go?
On you.
Seriously, where'd it go?
Oh. Fell down there.
Oh, God. Really? Is it in there?
Where'd it go?
That earwig thing can fuck you up.
Yeah. Anyways, it'll literally climb into your fucking ear.
Eric, that thing is nasty.
I've seen it. It didn't happen to me. It happened to Eric. It fucking sucks.
I wasn't going
to
say that.
Oh, that really did.
I wasn't going to say that. Maybe he doesn't want his medical info history out there. Is that against doctor's orders?
That's, yeah, no.
Doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders, guys. Don't give out your friend's medical history like Brian just did.
Against the law. It's
not medical history. Eric's sitting there. He can't react. He's so fucking, oh, he's pissed.
So mad.
Can you even see his face?
He's got a red face.
Yeah. Oh, I went to, before that Lost thing, I'd kill time in Los Angeles. I went to this bookstore called The Last Bookstore, downtown LA. Cool place.
They sell occult
I looked
items.
It up. It was like the best bookstore in LA is what it said. And it was like two-story, really like old, dingy, almost like haunted library feel to it. Yeah. Upstairs, they had the sci-fi and fantasy section, and it was like they had the horror vaults, which looked like an old bank vault that was filled with all their horror books.
That's cool.
Keep the monsters at bay.
Yeah, I was able to get a Bret Easton Ellis book, Less Than Zero.
Oh, that's a really good one.
You've read it?
Like when I was in middle school, so I don't remember anything.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to catch up with Brian's middle school reading list.
Sixth grade level.
I'll let him know what I think of it.
How are their prices? Is it resale?
Really
shop,
good,
right?
Really good. The new books are reasonably priced, but the one I got was like $6. They have used books for like $3-4. Check it out. But yeah, what else is there to say? Or should we wrap it up now at this point?
We wrap it up. I was going to get a couple of us got the iPhone 7. I was going to give impressions of it, but I got bad news yesterday. Someone on Facebook told, I hate to say this on the air because it really breaks my heart.
Ooh.
But someone told me yesterday that I was apple cucked.
That's the worst.
Sean, on Tuesday.
That's the worst thing. Your dick's out there.
Sean, on Tuesday, when I say that, have a thunderclap. Like, as soon as I say it, I'm apple cucked. And then cut together this crazy montage. I don't know,
like Emperor Palpatine.
I have no clue.
Like, no, I know it's a montage of different like moments, pictures of Rocco on his Apple devices, so like checking his watch. Or
checking his
emails.
Here, I'll give you a shot.
Apple Watch, baby.
Just iPhone. Like, he does it every podcast.
MacBook
he
Pro.
He checks his email or his watch at some point.
So use that shot
and cut all those together.
Do a crazy montage that just and it's like Vertigo, where it's like.
But make it be the crazy. Morpher communicator noise when he does that.
Yeah.
I think this guy's morpher cucked.
Yeah, definitely Sentai cucked.
Power cucked.
Sentai cucked for sure.
Power morpher cucked.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry if I spread that to anybody watching this. I didn't want to.
You ain't going to spread it. That's all you.
Cucked for Harambe.
That's just you, man.
Very cucked.
Anyway, I think that's the end of the show.
Darn.
Cool.
Fuck.
What? He
wants
to keep going.
You don't like the show?
No. I thought it was great.
Oh.
I thought...
Sound like you're happy you sent me.
No, darn is a bad word. You say that when you're upset. You know, you go, darn.
No, I don't say fuck. Hey, real quick, we do have... I guess he's done, but...
He made the decision to leave.
We have some... Real quick, we have some things from the P.O. Box. That we just wanted to show.
If you want to see us open it, you better shout one more... Letter. Fucking shout it.
That's a good chair.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright.
Oh.
P.O. Box.
Wake up, dog.
Hey, if you want to send us stuff at our P.O. Box, send it to Mega 64 PO Box 713.
I'll take that. Hand it all the way down.
090 Santee, California 92072.
All right. Anybody got a knife? Any knives around?
Here's a knife. Hey,
for once I don't. Thanks. I'll take that.
I got everything.
Oh, wait. This is for Mega 64 and Brian.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and just take any one of these that has my fucking name on it.
Oh, no. Yeah, all of them?
Yeah.
It might have some candy.
Yeah. Why? It definitely does. Do you think it might be rude if somebody opened up your candy when you weren't around?
Yeah.
Ate it? Is that not something that you condone?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had one or two pieces. You wasted a whole bag. So, I don't know. You tell me
what
the difference is.
You know, wasted or you know what the saying, as the saying goes, avenge sevenfold. So,
Brian, can I open one of yours?
No, nobody can. You know why? Because I got fucking, what the hell?
What is that?
This is birthday cake candy corn.
Does it say who it's for?
It is for
Mega 64
and Brian. So I will happily share this with you.
This is for Rocco. Hope you like it. I know your favorite episode is Return of an Old Friend. So I got this for you from Angelo.
This came with a note. It said, hey guys, please share the candy corn with Brian. Thank you for everything you do for the fans. Love you guys and hope to see you at more Midwest cons. And then I think this was the original person who sent out the candy, so thank you for getting this back. Also, come out to our game days because that's even better.
Game days,
Angelo. Thank you for Angelo got me the Green Ranger. Thank you, Angelo.
Nice.
Thank you. Now we've got Secret Squirrel, Morocco Mole, and the Green Ranger. So I'm gonna keep it on Eric's desk.
No, thank you.
I'm out of room, Eric. I have no choice.
So. All right, here, let me see that candy corn. Gotta open that up.
Sure. Which one do you want to open up? The
This
one?
Birthday one.
Okay.
Did Brian get some good stuff?
It's for Mega 64, and they asked us to share it with him.
Yeah.
Well, sharing. Well, I guess this guy breaks the rules. He doesn't understand the hierarchy of the letter where they requested Mega 64 to share it with him. That would imply that the owner body is the first one, and they like lease out the property to the you know the sub people. He's flipped it on its head.
He did turn it around in his favor.
I did.
In a weird way.
He's made us all sub people.
Yeah. He's not. He is disarmed though. Brian, you want me to arm you?
Yeah, please.
Oh, if you share some of the candy with me.
I was going to.
It's not a matter of Brian sharing it with people. It's that it's supposed to be shared with Brian. Played into the sub-person flippage.
Yeah.
How does yours... This
you know, I'm just just happy that...
Confederacy of dunces over there.
I'm just happy... There's a lock.
There's two locks.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just happy that, you know, everyone forgets that I drank that cider with Brian.
It was his idea to drink the cider.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, you know what? I was never aware of that, actually.
And I was the one who...
Whoa, new information comes to light.
I just offered you first. Those look good. Birthday cake.
Those do look good.
Hand me that sog. Shout out to my boy Royce who recommended the sog.
Thank you.
There you go. Here, you should have some.
Thanks.
There. Oh, now.
They look like a birthday cake.
Now it's been done properly.
You just want first taste. Can I touch this
I just
light?
Want to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm. Eric, can I touch this light?
Yeah.
No, it's hot. I burned myself.
Hey.
You know, it makes sense that you and Brian conspired on the... on the apple cider?
Yeah, I'm
because then you both struck me individually, him with the grapevines, and you with the Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
So I see a pattern amongst you two.
Yeah.
I think we need to eat something at Garrett's.
Yeah. We feel like, you know, stuff gets left around in the heat, it gets all melty and spoiled, ants come as we've
you
seen.
Say we, is that you and Brian?
This is our conspiracy, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a letter here from Joshua D.
Treats should be enjoyed.
He says, hey guys, I recently watched podcast 406 where you guys had the backyard barbecue and I really enjoyed it. From the different recipes you guys made, I was inspired to recreate the recipes you guys did, but with my dad.
Awesome.
My dad and I went grocery shopping for the recipes and it was an awesome time cooking with my dad. It was great to be able to bond with him. The one we found most delicious was Derek's burger. So we made it and for the rest of the family and they loved it.
Right.
So I want to say thank you for helping me bond with my dad. P.S. I work at a Starbucks from where I'm from and noticed you guys drink from there, so accept these Starbucks gift cards.
Whoa.
$25 each.
Dang.
Oh, snap. Guess what? Oh, one for Sean?
I don't think so.
Did I actually say who they're for? 50 for Rocco.
Hey, get this.
Nice.
Yeah, you know Rocco's always going to Starbucks?
Yeah, those are for me and Derek.
I'm a fan of the Bucks.
All right, let's see what this says here.
Big Bucks fans.
Can we get this racist frog meme off the set?
What the heck? How long has that been there?
Awesome. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't. Did Sean dress this or what?
Also, you know what? This one is addressed to Mega64 and Brian. So, how about one of you guys actually open this one up?
What do you think? Should we do it?
We'll make amends. We'll bury the hatchet.
What else are you guys tasting over there?
We got regular candy corn.
Regular ass candy corn. Birthday
candy
corn.
Let's put some chocolate in. That's not regular.
Oh, that is got some. Can I open this?
Yeah, I'm not part of Mega64.
All right.
I see you ask.
Oh, thank you.
You're our physician on hand.
Hey, I have a feeling it's going to be way more.
Oh, man.
Of something that maybe.
Ooh. This is from Nice Guy Henry, and he sent over a bunch of Tim Tams.
Tim Tams!
And Tim Tam Chocolicious Velvet Mudslide. These are like Tim Tam chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Something we've never seen before.
Speak of the devil.
Wow. Thank you, Arnold.
I don't need dinner tonight.
Are they individually wrapped?
They are. They're like Tim Tam chocolate candies or something.
Brian, you got pumpkins in here, dog?
Dude, this got pumpkins in here?
Eric, we got pumpkins.
Hey, dog.
Really?
Hey, dog.
They're like Tim Tam little Kit Kats. You see that?
Hey, dog.
This got pumpkins in it.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is from Nice Guy Henry. Thank you.
Velvet Mudslide.
Thanks, Nice Guy.
Nice Guy Henry.
Virgin Velvet Mudslide.
These stuck treats in the after show.
I don't know. It's not even Halloween.
It's like a sweet ass segment, baby.
Okay.
Oh, Halloween's going to be
great.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this one was dedicated to Mega64 and Brian.
Oh my god, that's really good.
Won't try that.
But the note inside says to Derek.
Whoa.
Here are some new, hopefully sealed, grapevines.
Oh, some new grapevines. Awesome.
These will replace the old ones here, and hopefully they will remain unopened.
Wait, you're keeping those sealed?
Yeah.
They also
threw in Tim Tams.
Oh, all right.
Hey, can't go wrong with that.
Nope.
There you go.
Thank you.
Why keep it sealed, though? Why not have a taste?
You're not going to open this?
Well, why?
I can already fucking see where this road ends.
Am curious why not have...
I thought,
you know what?
I thought the war was over. I thought we had reached peace across the land.
I feel like now the drums
of war are rumbling once
again.
You've
got a whole thing of grapevines right there. You don't want to try
to melt it.
Oh, suddenly everybody's understanding why I opened the grapevines last time.
Oh. What is popular is not always right, and what is right is not always popular.
They teach you that in school.
We could be enjoying those right now.
He was nice enough to reach out and send them.
You.
Technically, they're yours.
He would want to see you enjoy it.
There's taste is but one of the five senses. You can look at them. You can hold them.
Well,
you can smell the packaging. You can think about the olfactory experience.
Hey, while you guys are talking about this, Rocco's just getting through that whole package.
That's
right
bullshit.
Dude, this fucking melted is so good.
This pretty much sums up. Yeah, no. This sums it up.
Yeah,
it's about right.
No, it's Virgin Velvet Mudslide.
Aren't those Tim Tams for me?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yes. It's Virgin.
No, the vines were.
Dude, it tastes like boo.
Hey, Derek. Yes, they were.
No, the vines were.
Was that?
Hey, these taste like
boo. You can't fucking win. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why
Did you eat one?
No, it's Virgin, but it does taste like boo.
Oh, they cooked all the alcohol.
Yeah.
You really want that right, Tim Tams?
I realized that I have no alliances that I can trust.
Ooh, they're going healthy.
No, this is for all of us.
I'll leave those alone.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
You can trust me.
Okay.
I can withstand the temptation.
Me and Eric versus the world. Cool. Hey, everybody. I want to make a call out. Send snacks for only me and Eric because we are the only two who can be trusted.
They're chocolate Tim Tams.
To not rip into them
greedily,
okay? No. We are the only pious members of Mega 64.
That's bullshit. I like gummy candy. Just saying.
What the fuck? All right. Well, side note, Garrett likes gummy candy, but send stuff to me and Eric. Thank you. That's what I'm calling out tonight.
I can resist that. I don't need the red vines.
All right.
What's a grape vine?
Well, same difference.
I'm done.
Rocco's done.
Thanks. No, seriously, thank you to everyone to send out all this stuff.
Kevin can be trusted, too.
Kevin can.
You know, it ties them to the show. They get to see us interact with the stuff they send.
Thank you.
Mm.
It's like a full 360 experience.
You ate my Tim Tams off camera. Nobody saw us interacting.
No, it was a whole bit we did with Thorban on the PPS. If you tune into the show, you
know
about it.
Classic bit on a show I'm not on.
Classic show. Show bit extraordinaire.
These birthday cake ones are like...
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Deadly.
I don't usually like candy corn at all, and I really like those.
I like candy corn. I don't like buying it for myself, and that's why I love Halloween season, because it's abundant.
Hey, yeah.
Rocco.
Ow. Chocolate stains all over your white chair.
What?
Oh,
there's already shit.
You getting poo-poo stains on this shirt?
Hey, Eric, if you're afraid of poo-poo stains, that's your issue. I'm okay.
He wanted the white chair.
He doesn't want
I wanted the white chair.
So how long will it be white for?
As long as it needs to be.
Email mega64.com.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got it.
All right, well, that's all for tonight. Thanks for watching, everybody. All
righty.
This has been the Neurotypical Little Bitch Cast. I have sat here with these neurotypical little bitches giving you some insight into that world.
He's woke.
Welcome.
Woke as fuck.
Good night.